Hi there. How common is common sense? Let's talk about senses. The God-given senses, vision, hearing, taste, touch, and smell are lovely, and generally most people have them all. But if one of it is taken from you, chances are the others are going to compensate that one that is not there. Some are born blind, some, like us, became blind at a young adult age. So why am I talking about senses today? It made me think about how I relate to people and how I relate to the environment around me. Of course, it's through the senses. Corona has made me think a lot about lots of things, and this was one of them. I was walking the other day with my sister, and we were walking on a busy road. We were walking on the right side of the road. She was on my left. So we're walking, and I had two different noises, one on the left, which was on the other, across on the other side of the road, and one was on my right. So as we were walking, and I said, what's that? So she points to the right and says, that's just construction. And I go, no, what's on the left? What's on the across the road? I think she said it was just some noise. I can't remember what she said. And it made me realize how we relate to the environment. I could hear all this, but she would say that I have selective hearing, simply because sometimes I hear things, sometimes I don't. But this is the thing, I came to realize that my hearing is very sharp. Although some would beg to differ, I realized if I'm in a room or I'm in a place which is very busy, there's so many noises coming in and out, or it really distracts my concentration. It really distracts my focus. I would say I depend 90% on my hearing. I depend on what I'm hearing for me to react. There's someone walking, a door knock, there's police siren. That will tell me what is going on in my environment, which happens to most blind and visually impaired people. So during this corona situation, if I'm by myself and I'm taking a walk, or I'm in a supermarket and you're walking really close to me, I've not seen you, but I've had you coming. I'm supposed to think, how am I supposed to react to this? The social distancing situation is really hard for my community, simply because if I can't see you, all I can do is hear you and sort of have this awkward movement of which direction am I supposed to be going, moving away from you. It's kind of hard. I'm trying to protect myself and I'm trying to protect you, and I'm trying to adhere to the rules. So the government of the United Kingdom has told us to social distance and keep a 2 meters apart distance. In most cases, people are okay with it. People have been adhering to the rules. But come on, if you're walking out and about, just be mindful of the people around you. They might see you, they might be disabled, they might not even see you. Just do what you're supposed to do. And I realized I can't really, if I'm not social distancing with you, it's not because I'm being ignorant. It's probably I just can't measure the 2 meters with my face or with my eyes. So that's the sense of hearing. Let's talk about the sense of touch. Oh, who doesn't like being touched? I found that touch is another thing that I use a lot around my environment. I would touch to feel things. I would touch to know what exactly this is. Or I would touch to know where a particular item is. That said, if I'm out and about and I'm there touching stuff, especially in, this is more in supermarkets and just retail shops, if I'll go to retail shops, this is how I shop. If I'm going to the shop, I use my phone and have a magnifier on it. I would look at expiry dates, what exactly this particular item I'm holding is, and also just those little details that I can just not see with my naked eyes. So that in itself raises an issue. I'm holding, say for instance, I'm holding bread. There's that little tie thing at the top that shows your expiry date. If someone else is looking at me, looking at my phone and looking at this little tag, and it happens that's not the bread that I want, or it has today's expiry, of course I'm gonna put it back and then look for another one that is of a later date. So I understand the whole people thinking, what is she doing? I had to stop thinking of what people say. So I just go do my thing and just go and just get out. The government here has told us to sanitize, wash your hands, and just be safe. So the first few times I used to walk out with gloves. Of course, gloves are not giving me the actual texture of what I'm holding. Sometimes I'll just use my touch to know what this is, because sometimes I can be holding something, but whatever I'm thinking I'm holding might not be the one. You get that said, I've been following guidelines. I've been sanitizing, I've been washing my hands, I've been cleaning surfaces in my house. You never know, just to be in the green. So another sense, let's talk about the fun stuff now. I have a very, very good, I'm even proud to say, I have a very good sense of smell and taste. Oh, thank God for this, because when I lost my sight, I lost my sense of smell and taste as well. And when they started coming back, I could smell things, I could taste things. Trust you me, now you walk here, you're stinky, I will smell it. Even if you're sitting a meter away from me, I will smell it. You walk here with a lovely nice perfume, I will tell you, oh, I can smell some gardenia in there, some patchouli. It's so weird, because now it's like I can distinguish. You know what, maybe I should work for a perfume factory. I don't know, but yeah, I do love perfumes. Now I'm even enjoying my perfumes more, because I can just smell it. I can it's like my brain just separates the smells nicely. Even food, I can, with just one spoon, I'll be like, there's some oregano in this, there's some, I don't know, whatever herbs, there's some rosemary in this, and it's amazing. It's really, really nice. So what am I saying? Just because one side of what one sense was taken out, is taken out the right word? So yes, let's use taken out. The other senses are doing their job. But there's one thing that I need to say. Common sense is not common to all. Oh my God. I've seen how people walk past disabled people. Yes, I know I do not look disabled, but I've seen how people walk and treat disabled people. It's not nice. It's not, just because one part of that person is not 100% functional doesn't mean that person cannot function. It really bugs me. And I've seen this more with blind people and people on wheelchairs. I'm not very familiar with deaf and dumb people, although I've met a few, but I've really seen it. You clearly see this person has a stick, but you're busy walking in front of them or bumping into them. Come on people, come on. All I'm just saying is, be mindful when you're out and about. Be mindful of the people around you. Just know you're sharing the same space with different people. No. So when next time you're out and about, think, observe. Okay, fine, if you don't want to observe, but just think of the people around you. Think of that person who's just gone on the bus that can't find their pass because they put it in a weird place and it just, she or he forgot where it was. You never know if that person is visually impaired or has a mental issue. You never know. Give other people a chance. Common sense. Thanks for hearing me out, people. Let's meet on another one next week on favorites and what's going on in Jane's world. Bye for now. Thank you.